Chapter 9 and Chapter 10. New words. Furious, furiously. Adjective and adverb. Very angry. Power, noun. A strong feeling that helps you to do difficult things. Lightning, noun. A bright light in the sky during a storm. Tip over, verb. Make something fall on its side. Wobble, verb. Move a little from side to side. Upside down, adjective. With the top part at the bottom. Chapter 9. The Glass. Matilda sat down at her desk, and the Trunchbull sat down at Miss Honey's desk. Then Miss Trunchbull picked up the jug and poured some water into the glass. And suddenly, with the water, the long green newt fell straight into the glass. The Trunchbull shouted and jumped out of her chair, like someone who has just sat on a fire. The children saw the little animal and began to scream.
It's a baby crocodile!
They cried. For a few seconds, the huge Trunchbull stood shaking. Then she sat down slowly. Miss Trunchbull did not like to be frightened by anything, and there was a furious fire in her small black eyes.
Matilda!
She shouted.
Stand up!
Matilda stood up slowly.
What have I done, Miss Trunchbull? Matilda said. I've never seen that thing before.
You are a horrible little girl,
the Trunchbull shouted.
We will send you away to a prison for bad children for 40 years.
The Trunchbull was furious, but Matilda was getting angry too.
I did not do it, she screamed.
Yes, you did, the Trunchbull shouted back. Your father was right about you. You are never coming back to this school again, girl.
I'm telling you that I did not do it,
Matilda screamed.
You put a crocodile in my water! That is the most terrible thing that you can do to a head teacher.
But I'm telling you,
Matilda began again.
Sit down and shut up,
the Trunchbull shouted. Slowly, Matilda sat down. She felt herself getting angrier and angrier and angrier. The newt was still in the glass, and it looked very uncomfortable. Matilda wanted to pour the glass of water and the newt over the Trunchbull's head. Matilda stared at the glass. And now, slowly, she started to feel something extraordinary. The feeling was mostly in her eyes. She felt a strange power getting stronger and stronger. And then there was another feeling that she could not understand, like lightning. The lightning seemed to come out of her eyes. She kept looking at the glass, and now her eyes were beginning to get hot. It was strange and wonderful. As the power grew, it felt like millions of little hands and arms were reaching out from her eyes to the glass.
Tip it over, Matilda whispered. Tip it over.
The glass wobbled a little, and Matilda kept pushing it with the power from her eyes. The glass wobbled again, and Matilda pushed harder. And then, very slowly,
The glass began to tip over. It tipped more and more and more, and then wobbled again for a few seconds before it fell over onto the desk. The water and the newt went all over Miss Trunchbull's shirt. Miss Trunchbull gave a huge shout, which seemed to shake every window in the building, and jumped out of her chair again. She was terrified. She snatched the newt from her shirt and threw it across the classroom. It fell on the floor just next to Lavender's desk. Lavender quickly picked the newt up and put it into her pencil box for another time.
"Who tipped over this glass?"
the Trunchbull shouted. Nobody answered. The room was silent.
"Matilda! It was you!"
she shouted. "I have not moved from my desk, Miss Trunchbull," said Matilda. And suddenly, the whole class began shouting,
"She didn't move!"
they cried.
"Nobody moved! You tipped it over yourself!"
"That's enough!"
shouted the Trunchbull. She marched furiously out of the classroom, and the door closed loudly behind her.